It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and it's time for the students to be getting their books out and getting their seats. Sit near the radio, turn it up, and make sure you have your study book, which will be the Bible. And so in a few moments, we're going to continue our study of the history in the Old Testament and what wonderful Old Testament stories they are, even though some of them are tragic. And this is a tragic story about the failure at Kadesh. This is class session 483 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we've been talking at the history of the children of Israel as they make their way through the wilderness. We talked about what they learned at Sinai and how Moses taught the children of the children of Israel at Sinai when they came to the plain of Moab and before they crossed the Jordan River. And today we're going to look at an event, or begin looking at an event that occurred between those two times when they first came up to the borders of the land, and Moses sent 12 spies into the land. They came back with a glowing report of what lay before them, but also a fearful, faithless report of the walled cities and the mighty men that were there. They said they had giants in the land, and we would be as grasshoppers in their sight. And so the people feared to go forward. We're going to look at some of the connecting links that lead up to this failure at Kadesh in just a moment. This is taken from a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of February the 10th, 1924. And so we'll begin there in just a moment. While you're taking your seats, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m., or Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and now the class will come to order. Let's look at what Elam had to say about the connecting history. Many important events in the history of the children of Israel occur between the last lesson and this one, namely, the all-inspiring appearance of Jehovah upon Mount Sinai, the wonderful scenes upon that mountain, the giving of the law, the building of the tabernacle, the giving of the laws of the various offerings, the services of the priest, and all the enactments in the book of Leviticus, and the journey to Kadesh Barnea. The Israelites reached Sinai in the third month after they had left Egypt, Exodus chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. And on the 20th day of the second month of the second year, they left there. We read in Exodus 19, in the third month, after the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai, and when they were departed from Rephidim, they were come to the wilderness of Sinai. They encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mount. They took their journey at the commandment of Jehovah by Moses. Numbers 10, verses 11 through 16 says, and it came to pass in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, that the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel set forth according to their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud abode in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Jehovah by Moses. And in the first place, the standard of the camp of the children of Judah set forward according to their host, and over this host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zura, and over the host of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. God commanded the Israelites when to leave Hereb, and the way to go until they reach Kadesh Barnea. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 6 through 19. Jehovah our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, Ye dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn you, and take your journey, and go to the hill country of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the Ararba, in the hill country, and in the lowland, and in all the places nigh unto, in the south, and by the seashore, and the land of the Canaanites and Zebulun, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I've set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Jehovah sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Deuteronomy 1 and verse 9. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Jehovah your God hath multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for a multitude. Jehovah, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you as he hath promised you. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Take you wise men and understanding and known according to your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. And he answered me and said, The things which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains of thousands and captains of hundreds and captains of fifties and captains of tens and officers according to your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the cause between your brethren and judge righteously between a man and his brother and the sojourner that is with him. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment. Ye shall hear the small and the great alike. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of a man. For the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you ye shall bring unto me, and I will hear it. And I command you at that time all the things which ye should do. Deuteronomy 1 and verse 19. And we journeyed from Horeb, and went through all that great and terrible wilderness which ye saw by the way into the hill country of the Amorites, as Jehovah our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. From Horeb to Kadesh Barnea was an 11 days journey. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 1 in verse 2, It is 11 days journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. Now the report of the spies, of the 10, and then of Joshua and Caleb, that report is given in Numbers chapter 13. And to understand this lesson, this chapter must be studied. And so we're going to read Numbers chapter 13 at this time. You may want to follow along in your own Bible. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. It says in Numbers chapter 13 in verse 1, And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a prince among them. And Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the commandment of Jehovah, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori; of the tribe of Judah? Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Of the tribe of Issachar? Igal, the son of Joseph. Of the tribe of Ephraim? Hosea, the son of Nun. I want you to notice there, his name is called Hosea. We will later know this spy by the name of Joshua. But now Numbers 13 in verse 9. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Paltai, son of Raphul. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodai. Of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadid, the son of Shusi. Of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Jemael. Of the tribe of Asher, Sethur, the son of Michael. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabib, the son of Vulshif. Of the tribe of Gad, Guol, the son of Malchi. These are the names of the men that Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. I'm going to stop right here and explain that name Hosea means save us. And Joshua means Jehovah save us. And so of all these names that I have written, or that I have read, we will remember the names of Caleb and Joshua. Now Numbers chapter 13 and verse 17. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way by the south and go up into the hill country. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they're strong or weak, and whether there are many or few. And the land that is, that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities they are that they dwell in, whether in camps or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Numbers chapter 13:21. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin and to Rehob unto the entrance of Hamath. And they went up by the south and came unto Hebron and Ahiman, Shishai and Talmai. The children of Anak were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch which one cluster of grapes, and they bare it upon a staff between two. They brought also of the pomegranates and of the figs, that place which is called the valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the children of Israel cut down from thence. Numbers 13:25, and they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh, and brought back the word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Howbeit the people that dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Amalekite dwelleth in the land of the south, and the Hittite and the Jebusite and the Amorite dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanite dwell by the sea along the side of the Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land they had spied out to the children of Israel, saying, the land throughout which we have gone to spy out is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who have come out of the Nephilim, And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. We're going to bring the class to a close, and we'll discuss the reaction of that in our next class.